inform you that your son, Flight Lieutenant R.H.R. Mayer, 100613, is reported missing as the result of air operations on the 10th of February 1944. Stop. Inquiries are being made through the International Red Cross Committee, and any further information received will be communicated to you immediately. Stop. Should news of him reach you from any other source, please advise this department. Stop. Please inform his wife at your discretion and advise Air Ministry as to action taken. Stop. No information should at present be given to the press. Stop. Please inform his wife at your discretion. My mother was then 10 days from giving birth to me. My memory is now muddled, but I think she once said to me that Harold had given her the news after I had been safely delivered. In any event, a week after my birth, she received a formal letter from the Air Ministry confirming that Reggie was missing in action and correcting the date of his disappearance to the 9th of February. The letter conveyed a little more information than the telegram. Air Force Headquarters, Middle East, had reported his setting out for action over the Aegean Sea and that he was last seen being attacked by enemy aircraft approximately 5 to 10 miles north-northeast of Patmos, one of the Dodecanese Islands. The letter added that this did not necessarily mean that he had been killed or wounded, that he might have been taken prisoner of war. The letter concluded, "The Air Council desire me to express their sympathy with you in your present anxiety. I am, madam, your obedient servant, J. A. Smith." The idea that he might have survived was encouraged in a letter sent to my mother on the 11th of February by Reggie's commanding officer at the Mersa Matruh Air Base in Libya, Wing Commander Patrick Woody Woodruff. "I am hoping, and not without reason, that by the time you get this letter, or soon after, you will get a cable saying Porky is okay. He was leading a formation on a sweep in the Aegean. Somewhere north of Leros, they sighted some shipping and were about to attack it when they were themselves attacked by 3 109s, the much-feared Messerschmitt Bf 109, a highly capable German fighter. In the melee, they got more or less split up. The chap who got back, out of 4 aircraft, got away in the clouds after being chased by one of the 109s. Now, the reason I am so hopeful is that we had a similar case some time ago of a chap who did not come back, and we had news yesterday that he was okay and interned in Turkey. Knowing Porky's ability as a pilot, I feel that something similar has happened to him." What agonies of uncertainty my mother must have endured for months. In a letter to my grandfather, the parents of Pilot Officer Peter Grieve, Reggie's navigator, wrote, "It was with great sorrow we received the distressing news of our and your son being missing." What a word. We will never forget it. It is the suspense of it all that gets one down. Our first thoughts in the morning and our last thoughts at night, wondering where they are and if they are safe and well, and do hope and pray they have landed safe somewhere. But of course, they had not. Such hope as my mother might have had was dashed by a further telegram from the Air Ministry, written in pencil on the 23rd of May, which said that Reggie was believed to have lost his life. By June, the bureaucratic wheels of death had begun to turn with letters about her pension arrangements. Reggie's personal effects followed from Libya. These included a black leather wallet, which I still have, and a pair of cufflinks, which I lost in a burglary. My mother, by her own telling, became deeply depressed and stayed with a friend of the family on a farm to try to find life's compass again. Then, in June, apparently recovered, she successfully applied to resume her commission in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force, having resigned it after marrying my father, and returned to code and cipher duties at the headquarters of RAF Coastal Command in Northwood, Middlesex. 2. Reggie had joined the Royal Air Force Volunteer Reserve, RAFVR, at the age of 18 in 1938. My mother did likewise in June 1939. The first entry in his pilot's flying logbook